Beyond presents Fragments, part of a play by the unknown. Good title. So, this is a short fragment known as Part of a Play, dated around 1550. It may not be part of a play at all. It's, well, not especially play-like. But we've seen enough plays with sermonising at length, but not quite at this length, so the label of part of a play might be reasonable. It isn't our label. The label part of a play is written on the manuscript above the speech, but it's written in a different handwriting, suggesting someone might have just labelled it as a play later on. It might not even be a single speech. As Martin Wiggins notes in the entry for the play in British Drama, 1533 to 1642, it might be a compilation of material rather than one single thesis. It certainly isn't an easy read, and I should prefix this recording of Hayden McCabe performing the text that this was thrown together at the end of a session without any prep, and the text pretty much unchanged from the basic transcription. When we did our exploring session on this text, I read it, because I didn't think it was wholly fair to make anyone read this cold. I obviously changed my mind on the question of fairness when I made Mr. McCabe do this performance. Yes, I'm a bastard. I'm not going to attempt to break down the text in detail. Roughly, this play, we'll call it a play, roughly this speech covers the question of God's power and might above all creation. It extemporises on charity, the importance of man's good works, as well as their personal faith. All these things come together with the question of humanity's salvation, and how faith and charity intersect with God's mercy. So, it's all very morality playish, but it could just be a poem. So, who knows? So, God, salvation, do good things, have faith. Again, many thanks and apologies to Hayden McCabe for taking this on sight unseen. And this is the fragment of Part of a Play. Enjoy?
Alone and only in a wrong stall have brought to error many a soul. Of God eternal, that is but one in persons three, that is said truly to him is honoured you alone with praise and worship to him only. God alone hath created man, and only God. Again man bought, so man to God only must needs then render due thanks with heart and thought. From God all goodness doth proceed. God only of virtue is the spring. His only grace doth good men lead, and is their strength in each good thing. Hitherto there can no error make. Alonest only, without thou wilt, God's order and will frowardly take to thy confusion and dreadful guilt. As thus I mean, where God declareth by whom for himself he will honour receive, beware of only, for here it snareth, and by mistaking will thee deceive, for he that doth such order obey. And honour, as he is taught by true direction, doth honour God only, and yet doth pay. The same to diverse in due proportion, and eke when God doth give by other his gifts of grace, as he thinketh best, and so use man to help his brother, alone and only the truth may rest. We may not ourselves deceive by number, and so call two that God maketh one, for God and his minister be never asunder. In order, unity, and operation, man under God, and yet God alone worketh God's pleasure. As God's will is so only, or alone, can make no reason why man as minister may not do that or this, only and alone, have so been abused, to dissever faith and charity asunder, as charity in justification clearly refused hath made religion talk and worldly wonder. Yet some say only and not alone, man's faith doth work his justification, with charity promised, and much they moan. Men cannot conceive their fond conclusion to maintain their speech they have no writ, but conceive it in fancy, for an evil intent the sentence hath nee learning, nee wit, as they do utter it, and by them is meant. But where faith is growed in signification, containeth the whole Moses' law excluded. Good men, declaring man's justification, have wived only to faith and truly concluded. But where charity and faith be set at contention, and faith alone challengeth to be worker only, it is undoubtedly of Satan and his invention, to divide God's gifts and graces fondly. In effect, the bait is in this only thing, whether God that worketh man's justification, as he giveth man faith, giveth charity working, or charity idle, without operation of charity, idle no man doth read, and yet they grant their charity's presence, whereby faith worketh man's justification, and so confesseth indeed. Working and not working in the selfsame sentence, for this is a mere and vain cavillation, because faith by charity worketh, and is lively. To say that faith hath all the operation and charity to be but an instrument only. In a like speech, the wood by the fire burneth, and candle eke by fire giveth light. Shall we here gather that wood and candle worketh, and fire doth nothing? No worker can be height, and if we say so, we must also gather this, that heat and fire be not in fire conceived, but only in wood, which by fire burn is. Wherein hitherto all men have been deceived, and further where women by men engender. We must say now that men there have no action, but women only, and the reason render, like as faith by charity hath operation in works of nature, where God worketh ever. We are not afraid with God to join company, not idle, but working, and so put together causes inferior, and to one act many. In the act of grace, when God doth man renew, with the light of faith and of charity the life, God only is author, that is full true. And only the mean causes a fond foolish strife, God to heal man, do thus the medicine make, giving faith and charity all in one potion. But the right-wrong judgment doth thus the matter take, that only faith there worketh the work of justification. And if thou wilt press and ask them why, thus they answer, and the matter comprehend. Faith, they say, in office is fit, and can only God's mercy, which only justifieth, apprehend. Is not this clear matter plainer and evident, to shift from one only to another? For by only faith, they say, is only meant, only mercy, by correlation of promise faith's brother. Now, if thou cast no skill of correlation, he knowest not what apprehend doth clearly signify. Thou cast not learn their justification, nay, perceive what is meant by their faith only. Thus, as they can, they link the matter together. Mercy, they say, is the promise, and promise only can by faith be achieved. And so what skilleth is whether faith only or only mercy be thy speech then. In God's promise is mercy, none will gainsay nay this. that promise by faith is apprehended. But yet if thou, there is yea and nay in their speech, as they handle it, falsely apprehended. For mercy is the heel that God hath promised, to forgive and renew man fallen by sin, which men receive when they be justified, both the promise and mercy contained therein.
In Part of a Play, by the Unknown, the text was performed by Hayden McCabe. And that's it from this fragment. I'm not sure what might be done with this, but who knows? I might find a use for it. We have lots of damaged interludes. Maybe this could be used to do a bit of patching. If you want to go further and hear how we got here, our earlier exploring session is available on the YouTube. Links are in the show description. Part of a Play was hosted and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not buy us a coffee on ko-fi.com? Or become a patron and get early access and bonus material. Our patrons get to choose the play we work on next. Go to patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show notes. Goodbye.
Excellent, that was a good rehearsal. Let's just run that again.
You know.
No, there is no way I'm making you do that again.
Good, because
that was cruel and unusual punishment and against the Geneva Convention.